Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Janet already beat you to the punch because she called at the end of last hour, which is actually not a terrible strategy. She's in a really good marriage where they have sex about once a week. And the last night when they were having sex, he kissed her in the middle of their experience, and it kind of threw her off. And she's saying, all right, how do I talk to him about it? All right, so pretend I'm your husband. What do you want to say to me?
I'd say, honey, I want to discuss a subject that we never talk about, and that is sex. And my biggest sex organ is my brain. And you kind of threw me off when you kissed me, and I wasn't expecting that. And then my brain went somewhere else.
Okay. And I think you did great for the first couple sentences. I was saying we never talk about sex. I really like to talk about sex. Fine. Kissing. All right, so here's what I, rather than saying it really threw me off, saying you are the world's best kisser, and I'm so glad that we've introduced that into our sex life. But if we could put that at the beginning rather than the middle, because what happened was it sort of, it came as a surprise, and it kind of diverted the sensations, let's say sensations, from where you wanted them to be and where they were, to my mouth. And if we started there, that would work much better, and then moved to the other stuff. Because for men, foreplay is just to get to the good stuff. For women, foreplay is the good stuff. So I think rather than saying, I don't even think you necessarily have to say we never talk about sex. I think you can say, you know, last night you kissing me was so terrific. But, you know, you're such a great kisser. It was really distracting from our lovemaking. Could we put that at the beginning?
Oh, yes. Okay, I like that. I was afraid of hurting his feelings.
Exactly. You know, your great kiss, it was so much fun, and it reminded me when we were necking, and it was so, you can even say it was so evocative. It reminded me when we were first dating, and it was so great, and it was great to have it back as our repertoire. And I was, you know, can we move it a little farther forward in our sex life? Because I thought it was great.
Okay. All right. Well, you've really helped me. Thank you so much.
Great. Yeah. And I think it's wonderful after, as I said, I get a huge number of complaints from women who say, I feel like it doesn't make any difference that I'm even there. And, you know, one of the at one point in my life, for reasons that are sort of irrelevant, I actually knew a lot of hookers. And what hookers would say is that it was okay to have sex, but kissing was too personal. They never let anybody kiss them. So I think for a lot of people, the kissing is in some ways as, if not more intimate, than sexual activity, than penile intermission, as we call it, than the missionary position. So I think rather than, because it sounds like, first of all, the two of you have a great marriage and a great sex life, and this is wonderful. And I would just sort of suggest that because he's such a great kisser, could we just move it a little farther, could we move it a little farther forward in the program, because it just works so well. But it's distracting because he's such a great kisser. So you don't want to stop, you just want to move it forward, farther forward.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Joy. I really love your show.
Well, thank you. It was a great, you know, I'm not sure I've ever been asked exactly that question before. And it was, as I said, it was a delicious problem to be able to tackle.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. You're welcome. Enjoy, literally. Well, that was kind of fun. I mean, as I said, I'm so used to hearing the other side of it, which is, you know, he never kisses me anymore, he keeps his eyes closed, and so this was a lovely problem to have. So there you go. I mean, one of the nice things about doing the program is you never know. And as I said, it's kind of the pleasure for me. Okay, so do we have a couple more smells. Yummy smells to deal with. Seems somehow that I was thinking of some segues and decided that none of them were going to work. So I just flat out said, all right, let's finish up smells, because then I have some other stuff that I want us to talk about today.
Okay, right. Sounds good. Yeah, even that was a bit much for the segue queen.
Yeah, no, well, I could do it, but it wasn't going to be pretty. So.
Alrighty, we'll always kind of regret what could have been. Lorraine says, "Wet earth after a rain."
That's exactly what I was going to say. No, keep going.
Oh my gosh.
All of these are now going to seem tinged.
We're going off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, that's a good one. The rainstorm is very,
yep,
very nice, very soothing. Genevieve says eucalyptus is soothing,
yep,
and Egyptian musk is enticing.
See, Egyptian musk, actually, I have a hard time with it. It for some reason, gives me a headache, and it's a basis. It's a basis of a lot of perfumes. But in the 80s, it's what women drench themselves in, especially if they viewed themselves as kind of hippie. And I used to get huge headaches from it. And eucalyptus, interestingly enough, may be soothing to you. It is actually a narcotic, which is why koala bears apparently are not very nice animals. They're really cute, but they eat eucalyptus, and apparently it's a drug. And so basically koala bears are either high, withdrawing, or, you know, needing a fix. So eucalyptus, I guess it depends on the species about whether it's calming or not. I thought I'd mention that as the queen of trivia.
I guess I didn't know that about koala bears.
There you go.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, Matt says pizza and chicken cutlets cooking. All this food.
You should be working at McDonald's. There you go.
Yeah, no kidding. Kathy says coffee, vanilla bean, peach cobbler, fresh nutmeg, just off the top of my head.
Nutmeg. Nobody's mentioned that before. Nutmeg. I'm trying to remember what I know about nutmeg. I think it's some kind of drug. I know people mentioned vanilla before, and vanilla was taken off the market because it had such a high content of alcohol in it, vanilla extract. It turns out that nutmeg is one of the two spices, the other being mace, derived from several species of tree in the genus Myristica. So there you go. In Indonesia, it's known as pala in Indonesia. It stands out for long and slightly twisted history in the Middle Ages. Wait a minute, there's some really good stuff about this. You can get adverse reactions to it. I remember there was something, it can be toxic. It was used to end unwanted pregnancies. Desperate prisoners embraced it as a rather miserable drug substitute. Teenagers, some of whom wound up at poison control centers, using it as a drug. A man in Sweden claimed nutmeg had induced him to spit at strangers in the street. Perhaps not. It's one of the more interesting spices, but apparently it can have some poisonous and exotic side effects. It's the seed of an evergreen tree, native to Indonesia. Brought to Europe in the 12th century, gained a reputation as a seed of unusual potency, strong enough to fight infection, including the Black Plague, stimulating enough to bring on menstruation, poisonous enough to induce an abortion. Credentials for inducing a kind of hazy drug-like high that could include hallucinations. See, I remember that I knew there was something kind of weird about it. All right, keep going. So just be careful about nutmeg. Be careful about having it on your hands. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, hi, Joy. I love your show. I'm just turning my radio down. Apple pie cooking in your mom's house or at a bakery.
Yeah.
Fresh made bread.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my neighbor's mom, when I was in, young, she made all the bread at home for the whole family.
Yeah, I used to do it when I didn't do it till the early 70s, but I was making bread as well. Brian, let me put you on hold and you can come back with some more smells in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking today about smells. We're talking about good smells today as opposed to hot times somewhere in the city, which is not necessarily a good smell. And if you think about it, some of the smells we're talking about are city smells, pizza and coffee and bread. especially, you know, Subways and Subway restaurants. And some are tend to be, like, although the city smells pretty good after the rain as well, sometimes. But hay and grass or stuff like the burbs or whatever. There you go. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, Bri, you were talking about some smells that you liked as well. Keep going.
Yes, yeah. Did I say cinnamon rolls cooking?
No.
Oh, just fresh baked homemade cinnamon rolls. Oh, my God. And any kind of barbecued pork in a barbecue smoking out in your backyard or your brother's backyard when he's cooking for the family, smoking.
You know, yeah, I got invited to a pork roast, which I turned down. I'm just, first of all, I don't eat meat. And if you don't eat meat, you're not certainly going to eat pork.
Yeah.
And the idea of sort of Porky Pig out there on a spit does not, I'd have a hard time with it.
Oh, it's great. It tastes great. I mean, my sister and a couple of my other relatives, my niece and a couple of my relatives are vegetarian or vegan or whatever, but, you know, they don't mind we have meat. But anyway, I just, my brother's like a gourmet cook, my youngest brother, and we have these family barbecues or every so many months and quite frequently. Anyway, he cooks excellent barbecued ribs and smoking salmon or smoking like beef jerky or stuff like that, just the smell of it. Also, there's like a aromatherapy that you may have heard of, like peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the best, just fresh peppermint, plain, just smelling it sometimes can just, is like almost euphoric, I think.
And well, there's a whole lot of
helpful also to helping cleaning out your sinuses, sort of, and you just puts you in a really good mood. You can almost kind of meditate to some of these smells. I mean, other mint, like lavender, the other person was saying a while ago, and some of these.
And eucalyptus is really good for clearing out your lungs.
But and peppermint tea is really soothing for upset stomach or digestion.
Ginger. Nobody's mentioned ginger.
Ginger is excellent.
Ginger smells good, tastes
ginger
good, is good for you. Yeah, and I've been making, from my trip to Israel, I've been making a lot of mint, just taking fresh mint and either drinking with hot water or cold water and little lemon juice.
Yeah, I have peppermint growing and spring.
This isn't peppermint, this is just regular mint.
Yeah.
But of course, that's where mint juleps come from, so.
I just like to go and pick a couple of mint leaves sometimes out in my backyard and just chew on them. They're better than mouthwash, and it tastes good, and you get some good minerals. And
parsley is good for your breath as well. That's true. Listen, we're doing this little homeopathic thing, which is interesting because one of the stories we're going to look at today is the idea of lab meat, which is the kind of new thing for the future, because lab meat, of meat that is actually grown in labs, because producing cattle are just leave such a huge carbon footprint. And when you're talking about emissions and you're talking about a starving world, that they're getting closer and closer to being able to produce sort of yummy tasting meat in a lab. So that's apparently the next step. Sure.
It seems like a lot of people are getting back to just making more stuff and doing more cooking in the home and just having friends over and kind of having parties. Well, at least in my group and our family, we have a big family and we have a lot of get-togethers, you know, a couple times a month usually, and where we have barbecue or we cook salmon or my brother makes
ribs. Yeah, you mentioned.
This or that or other friends make the bread at home or make their own salsa and this and that, you know, and just make their own pies and cakes, and they're excellent.
And we're getting back to basics, I guess.
Food is a really, you know, is a really, what do I want to say?
Communal kind of exercise.
Communal socializing thing.
Yeah, it is.
My mom calls sometimes and gets us together and says, oh, let's go out to dinner at Spaghetti Factory or here or there. Larry's house or Dan's house.
Well, you're lucky everybody lives close together. So that's great.
Yeah. Thanks.
Good for you. All right, Bri, listen, thanks. Keep smelling delicious. 855-99-375-69. Yeah, I mean, I think that Americans, he's right, that on the one hand, people are doing more gourmet cooking and people taking cooking courses. The joke used to be that women would read women's magazines, and they're always equally divided recipes and ways to lose weight. And so women would rip out the recipes and not make them, just look at them, and then figure out a way to lose the weight that they weren't putting on because they weren't eating it. But we're going, I think, in both directions simultaneously, that we're eating out, that Americans are eating more than two meals a day out at this moment. And you could say, well, how could that be? And it's a statistical analysis. You know, if you get four families and two of them are eating out twice and a day and two of them are eating out three times a day, obviously that's going to come out to 2.5 times a day. So, but people eating at home as well, so... We're going in both directions. 855-99-375-69. All right. Can we finish up smells here?
Yes, we can.
Let's finish up smells.
Okay. Margaret says sautéed onions.
Yeah, I agree.
Although chopping onions, you get the smell of onions on your hands for a good week. That's kind of a good
idea. Lemon juice will take it off.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
Yep.
I'll have to try that next time.
Lemon juice will take it off.
And then Jim says puppy breath.
Okay. Depends what the puppy's been gnawing on, but in theory,
yeah.
And baby breath, babies smell delish. The top, I remember when my daughter was born, my grandmother loved smelling the top of her head because it's just a baby smell. I think it's probably baby shampoo that she was smelling, but nevertheless. And my kid had a healthy head of hair. Alrighty, 855-99-375-69. If you want to see what a human being looks like after schlepping 5,000 pounds of food at a green market in 92 degrees or 93 degrees, you can go to our website. I think Trevor posted the picture. I look like I've been doing that. I look like a very sweaty human being. I actually had a hat on, but it got so hot. And I know you're supposed to keep a hat on, but I was so sweaty that there was literally, you know, sweat rolling down my face, and the hat was just getting icky, so I just took it off. So, but they said I collected faster than anybody ever had. They usually go till about 7:30, and I collected more food in a shorter period of time. And I also got I got things like cherries and mushrooms and peaches. And somebody gave me a box of pickles. Pickles. So I figured, listen. And like 200 pounds of bread. Let me tell you, 200 pounds of anything is hard to schlep. I don't care what it is. 200 pounds of feathers is still 200 pounds. 90 degree heat. I'm whining. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner. So nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're not going to play the incredible music that says we're doing DVDs?
Can we do that? Just give me 1 second.
All right, I'll just do it. Okay, that'll do it. It's all right, don't worry about it. All right, we got a bunch of DVDs coming out today. Most of them, this is not a bumper crop, but there's a lot of them. Any Day stars Sean Bean, who I think he's a great actor, and you don't see him very much. Eva Longoria, who is attractive, you see her a lot. Kate Walsh and Tom Arnold. The idea is that Sean Bean has spent 12 years in prison for killing a man with his bare hands. And he's cranky. He's an alcoholic. He's a fighter. He stays with his sister. And he struggles to stay on the right path and be a good role model for his nephew and find a job. And he falls in love with Eva Longoria, who's, of course, called Jolene. And everything comes out from there. I mean, it just didn't grab me. And I like Sean Bean a lot. It didn't particularly work for me. May work better on the small screen. Every Secret Thing is a very odd movie, to be quite honest. It's got a great cast, Diane Lane, Elizabeth Banks, Dakota Fanning, but it's such a creepy subject, and I think creepy is, I think, the word I actually used when I reviewed it, that Elizabeth Banks in this one plays a detective who wasn't able to find a missing child before the child was murdered. Another child goes missing, and right after the kids who were sent to prison for the first crime are out, and so she's trying to find them and to race against the clock. And Diane Lane plays the mom in this one. You can kind of see this coming. It's still creepy. I mean, the subject matter, the performances are good, and seeing Diane Lane as kind of a creepy person is interesting. It just, you know, it's just such a nasty subject that it's hard to get terribly involved in the movie. I mean, there are just subject matters you think, do we really need to make this movie? And this was one of them. Okay, Madame Bovary. There are actually two period pieces this week. There's Madame Bovary and there's Far From the Madding Crowd, both having young, up-and-coming actresses. This one's got Mia Wasikowska. The story, as you probably know, she marries Charles Bovary, who's a country doctor, to escape her father's pig farm. She gets bored and has affairs, including Ezra Miller, and then runs into Reese Iffens, who is this kind of, he's kind of a con artist. He encourages her fondness for shopping and offers her credit to finance the purchases. And after her husband finds out about the affairs and all the debt that she's accrued, then he's not very happy with her. And if you've read the story, which hopefully you have, you know what happens. Mia, I think, is kind of one of those internal actresses. And, I mean, the real question is, why would anybody fall in love with her to a certain extent? And she's, there's not a whole lot of passion in this one, even though she has affairs. So this one, I mean, it's a great story, but other people, and it's been done by a lot of people, but there, it's, if you haven't ever seen the story, this may be worth seeing, but they're better Madame Bovary's. Insurgent stars Shailene Woodley again. She's on the run from, if you saw the first one. This one's got Kate Winslet in it. And so either this is a story that sort of grabs you. I think Shailene is kind of, you know, the flavor of the week these days. And Insurgent is one of those kind of movies. It's also got Zoe Kravitz in it, Ray Stevenson, Octavia Spencer, and the adorable Ansel Elgort in it. So, I mean, this is, I think Shailene is really effective in these roles, and so it's kind of fun to watch. Far From the Madding Crowd, as I said, it's got Kate, her name just went out of my head, Kate Mulligan in it, who's on was on Broadway recently. This is Thomas Hardy's classic, beautiful, independent, headstrong Bathsheba, don't you love the name, has three very different suitors, including one of them is Michael Sheen, one of them is Tom Sturridge, and basically how she who she chooses and why she chooses. So, again, a costume drama. I think this one worked better just because Kate Mulligan is, you can sort of understand why somebody would feel passionately about her, and why, I mean, she's just a more, to a certain extent, external actress, and I think a more interesting actress, to be quite honest. Probably the pick of the week, again, this is not a bumper crop, is True Story, and it is based on a true story. A New York Times reporter, Michael Finkel, who is played by Jonah Hill, he's been disgraced because it turns out that he faked something. Never a good idea. He meets accused killer Christian Longo, who's played by James Franco at his creepy best, who's taken on Finkel's identity. His investigation morphs into an unforgettable game of cat and mouse. It's based on actual events, as I mentioned. Finkel's relentless pursuit of Longo's true story encompasses murder, love, deceit, and redemption. It's also got Felicity Jones in it, Gretchen Mol. I sort of like this on some level, even though both of these guys are better known for other kinds of roles, of kind of lighter roles in this one. But it's it'll probably keep you, if not entertained, it'll at least keep you kind of guessing about what's going on. Again, I think if I had to you've got two costume dramas. You've got Insurgent, which is kind of, you know, the Shailene Woodley kind of vehicle these days. And you've got several creepy stories, including True Story and Every Secret Thing. And to a certain extent, Any Day. So, yeah, it's not a great bumper crop for movies. But these movies you're probably going to be much happier seeing on DVD and in the house and paying a little less for them than if you would in the theaters. Of the two costume dramas, I'd probably choose Far From the Madding Crowd. Insurgent, if you've got teenagers around. Every Secret Thing is well acted, but it's just such an unpleasant story. And True Story is, to a certain extent, creepy and unpleasant as well. So go take a walk. Just make sure you wear sunblock. Okay, 855-993-7569. Okay, one of the things that I thought we would do today is there are just a bunch of stories. I know we ended up talking a lot about food and a lot about smells, which are certainly intimately involved with eating. But there are a number of stories that have to do specifically with food in the future. One is that, as I mentioned, that they have had the first lab meat that has been grown in the lab. Unfortunately, this particular hamburger would cost you $250,000 and apparently wasn't yummy. But the idea is that they're looking for meat that's cost-effective and palatable. Now, I mean, some of you may think, ugh. But, I mean, lots of us already eat Boca burgers. That many people eat the fake lobster, which is really from pollock, and they also make shrimp from it. So the idea is that that meat industry contributes hugely to an environmental footprint. Basically, 18% of greenhouse emissions come, and that's probably not even a reasonable figure. It's probably a lot higher than that, because 40% of the emissions are methane, 65% are nitrous oxide, which are 23 and nearly 300 times more potent climate warming agents than carbon dioxide. So that 18% is again, deceptively low. So they're saying that meat production is supposed to double in the next 35 years from 1999. So, I mean, at that moment, you've got a real problem. The environmental impact per unit livestock, basically, you're going to have to cut it by half just to avoid increasing the level of damage to the atmosphere. So obviously, we're going to have to figure out... I mean, a quarter pounder with stem cells does sound sort of disgusting, so maybe we have to figure out, if nothing else, a better way of describing it. But I think that it certainly is the future. And they're talking about also some other things that could help human beings basically avoid the direction we're going, which is not a very healthy one, just because we're going to run out of the stuff we need. For me, the most interesting thing about this article is not so much the food, although, because I think we've been really on the cusp of that for a long time, but they're talking about immunotherapy, and especially as a way of dealing with cancer. Because, I mean, in theory, 50 years ago or 75 years ago, people were looking for kind of a silver bullet for cancer, which we now understand not going to happen. But they're saying within 10 years, almost everyone suffering from cancer will be treated with immunotherapy, which is an amazing figure if you think about it, which is going to offset all sorts of things like reactions to chemotherapy and surgery and stuff like that, so that cancer would be something you die with, not of. We're also talking about bionic organs, all sorts of cool stuff in the future. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. All right, we don't have a whole lot of time here, so I thought we would do, what's happened to, has anything, you know what a blue moon is, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's two full moons in the same month. And I figured out, because I do these kinds of mathematical questions in my head at night when I'm trying to fall asleep, is that basically that means that a moon has to, you have to have a full moon on the first, a second, or sometimes a third in a month that has 31 days, which is, we know how to do that. And so this one had two, and so once in a blue moon means infrequently. So can you think of anything that's happened to you once in a blue moon?
I cannot. I mean, things are pretty steady with me. Let me think now.
Nope.
I don't find random checks for thousands of dollars in my mailbox every other day.
You don't?
No, that's not a common occurrence.
Well, my trip to Israel, I think, was once in a blue moon.
Oh, there you go.
I think that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Trips are probably a good one, going on trips.
Yeah.
That's something that, unfortunately, doesn't happen very frequently.
And I think... I guess I met Mamie Eisenhower once. That was kind of once in a blue moon. Because she was old and I was young at the time. I'm trying to think what else. Unusual occurrences. Yeah, very, very unlikely. All right, let's see. We've got somebody had a response, yes?
Yeah, we did get a response from Stephanie who says, a vacation. It's been 5 years since I've been able to get a week or even just a weekend away with my husband. I desperately need an escape from the work week and same old scenery.
Take it, babes.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen,
vacation.
When you're on your last rattly little breath, you're not going to think, oh, gee, I should have spent more time at work. All right? Take it. Just do it. Figure out some place to go. And it doesn't, I mean, it can even be a car trip. A road trip could be fun. But just do it. You know, the story about, you know, it was circulated for a while, you know, I guess it was on the internet, but it was before social media. Yes, children, there was actually an internet before there was social media. Where this woman buys this wonderful nightgown, and her husband gives it to her for an anniversary or something, and she says, oh, it's too beautiful to wear, so she puts it away, and when he's looking for clothes to bury her, and he finds the nightgown. I mean, I shortened it a lot, but you get the point, right? Don't put off important things. Do important things, because God forbid something happened to you and you were sick and you'd have to take the time off from work and you'd have to go to the doctor's appointment. So if you'd have to make the time and change your life for something awful, change it for something good. So off you go. Blue moon. Send us a postcard. It doesn't necessarily even have to be fabulous. I mean, you don't have to go to Paris, although Paris is lovely. Not this time of year. Never go to France in August. There's nobody there. Everything's closed. The Parisians all leave in August, but September, October, go on a cruise, take, you know, the car and drive in the next, into the next state, take, you know, a kayak trip on the local lake, take a train trip someplace. I mean, go to Hawaii, just do something. Yeah. And because that's what'll make your life memorable. It'll also make you feel like you're in control of your life and you actually, which can make a huge difference. Just, you come back feeling completely differently about your job and yourself and your work and your husband and your marriage. So do it, she said, batting her baby blue eyes. Okay. And the other story was an elevator story. Mm-hmm. Because, excuse me, I'm absolutely fascinated by elevators and elevator behavior. Because I suppose for a number of reasons. First of all, because I'm a little claustrophobic. Second of all, I've gotten stuck in a bunch of them. Third of all, it's such stylized behavior. If you watch how people get into an elevator, they will automatically adjust. If people are there, more people on the left, they'll go to the right. They tend to go to the middle of the elevator if it's a full elevator. Everybody faces forward. So when anybody goes against those kind of rules, it's memorable. I suppose the other thing that I am interested in elevators is when I was in Israel. And there are Orthodox Jewish men who will not get into an elevator with you if you're the only person there. They'll just wait for the next elevator. And honest, I wasn't sleeping, but I was bathing, honest. And I was in modest clothes the entire time, promise. A word unknown in my vocabulary, but nevertheless. Okay, let's hear elevator behavior. Are you an elevator person or not?
Oh, sure. I like them just as much as any other form of conveyance.
See, I get out of them. If they get crowded, I get out of them, literally.
Oh, really? That doesn't bother me too much.
Yeah, somebody's always jamming an elevator. Well, all you have to do is get stuck in them a couple of times.
Oh,
and then they do this, sorry for the inconvenience. Are you out of your mind? That wasn't inconvenience. That was panic attack. Okay, keep going. Mm-hmm. All right, so what are my elevator story?
I got one from Robert who says, back in 1984, I worked for a courier service up in New York, New Jersey. I had a package to deliver in the city. When I was leaving, I got off the elevator and saw the Yugoslavian consulate. In their window, they had posters for the 1984 Olympics. I went in and asked if they had any for sale. They let me take one of my choice. To this day, I have it framed and hanging in my living room, even though Yugoslavia no longer exists in its
So wait a minute. So he got one of the posters, but he didn't go to... So he went to... He didn't go to the Olympics. He just got one of the posters?
Yeah. For Yugoslavia.
Well, that's a pretty cool idea. That's a... I'm sure that's exactly an elevator story, but I'll buy it.
There was an elevator in there.
See, I was terrified because there have been during a blackout in New York, there are people stuck in elevators.
Oh, man.
For long periods. Yeah, don't even talk with me about that. That's not a good thing. Yeah, that I know somebody who has tickets to the Elvis Presley show that didn't occur in Rhode Island. That they had tickets to that, and those are framed. But the Yugoslavian poster. Now they just announced. Is it China that's got the 2020 Olympics and the first country to host both Winter and Summer Olympics?
I do believe. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I thought they did a magnificent job on the one that they hosted before, especially the open and closing ceremonies. I thought were just unbelievable. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for them, I guess. Boston shot themselves in the foot when they said we're not doing a bond issue. Wasn't going to happen. You know, it has to be private funds. Because no one who's ever hosted the Olympics has ever made any money on it. They always go into debt. But I guess China figured it was a good enough tourist ploy. I don't know what their thinking is, but I'm sure they lost money on it. Or maybe I'm sure they did, but they also got a whole lot of new construction and they got a huge amount of positive publicity. I don't know. I'd love to know what the thinking is on it. But look, Boston was bidding on it as well. Lots of cities were bidding on it. So I guess there is enough prestige associated with it to be worth the monetary. And I guess if you're doing a bond issue, that the people who lose money on it are just the taxpayers. I don't know. Have you ever been to an Olympics?
I have not. I did see the old kind of Winter Olympic area in Germany. Can't remember where it was now.
Innsbruck. Well, that's Austria.
That's
never mind.
Well, no, was it? Yeah, where was that? I can't remember.
I think Innsbruck was the Winter Olympics, but that's Austria, right? I think it was. At any rate, it's going to China. And we talked about China in terms of plating food. Never mind. It was a terrible transition. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.